everybody. Welcome to Money and Change right here on the Trim Radio Network. We cut the bull and serve the truth, and that's the truth. Anyhow, guys, welcome to Money and Change, and it is, gee whiz, May 19th on Sunday at 7 p.m. Tell your friends about us, because we have a lot of information coming up, and hopefully we help everybody out. Welcome to Trim Radio Network, and I'll tell you what, you need to check us out at trimradio.com. We have a lot of different shows that are on the air. We have a lot of different things going on, and I'll tell you what, it is a fun place to be. And a big shout out to Michael Bejas and the Trim Radio Network and everybody associated with it. And a big shout out to the University of Findlay at www.findlay.edu. And Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. If you need some pens made up or something for presentation to your customers or your favorite students or relatives or whatever, check it out. Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. That's RustyDuck's Custom Pens and Blanks. You'll be glad you did. Also, big shout out to Money and Change every Sunday night at 7 p.m. My World, check us out on Wednesdays. Live, laugh, and whatever every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Invite your friends. It's time where we can sit back and relax and talk about just about anything. Also, check out the Big Family Homestead with Brad and Krista. They're out in Wisconsin. And also the Deep South Homestead with Danny and Wanda King, especially when Danny does porch time, and you'll hear that, I believe, Monday. He records it on Sunday, and it's uploaded, and then it's available on Monday. And he talks about a lot of different things, including the economy, what's going on in the world, everything else. He's very, very intelligent and very up on what's going on. Also, check out Dave Kobler at Southern Prepper One. You have to check him out. He talks about boots on the ground, everything that's going on as far as the financial world or what's going on in the world, really. I've known him for a long time, and I'll tell you what, he's a really good guy, class A, number one person. Also, Ed Carswell, the Prepper Nurse One YouTube video show. You got to follow him. I mean, he's building a compound for several people to live at, and some of just everyday struggles that you have in building up a new place in the hills of West Virginia. Also, we've got Appalachia's Homestead with Batara. She has a lot of good common sense things that she talks about. Oh, according to the economy, what's going on, and she just tells it like it is. And she's down in eastern Tennessee around, I believe, the Knoxville area, if I remember right. I don't know exactly where in the Knoxville area, but she talks about the price increases at Aldi's and some of the other places, and some of the struggles in the economy and the different costs and so forth. So you want to check her out. Also, we have our doom and gloom Canadian prepper, Nate. He likes to really play things up a little bit, I think. He has a lot of facts that he presents, but I always take everything with a grain of salt. So many other things. LDS prepper, Dave Gilmore. Check him out. He talks a little bit about communications, basic planting of crops. All kinds of stuff. I mean, the guy has over 600 videos, 600 on YouTube. And he's been doing them for years. They're all very good, and you just have to follow him. Well, that's it on the shout outs for this week. I decided to do those right off the bat because we're going to get into some stuff, and we're going to have to do a disclaimer here. And the information contained in this presented material is from the posting of news agencies on the internet and are not necessarily the views or opinions of the owners of this program. Nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. You should always do your own research and consult with professionals. In other words, like we say on My World, do your own due diligence. Consult with professionals, please. We are not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. And I'll tell you what, I've been busy doing research almost up to the last half hour before the show. A lot of different things are going on. But, you know, for this show to continue, you have to support the Trim Radio Network. And how can you do that? It's easy. You can become a partner. And just by going to trimradio.com, or you can support the show with advertising, for example, Laser Technologies. Or you can buy the merchandise, or buy the merch, as Michael Bejas always says, buy the merch, buy the merch. And we've got really nice water bottles with our logo on them. And we've got t-shirts. We've got hoodies. We've got all kinds of stuff. So you want to check it out. It's really good merchandise at a very good price. And every penny from that goes to support the show, because airtime is expensive. Nothing's cheap anymore, especially with inflation. We're going to talk about that tonight. Well, anyhow, today we've had the Bend radio show, Adventure Awaits Around the Bend. And we've got different stories on how someone just like you pushed their limits and went outside their comfort zone. And the guests always share stories about successes, failures, and hobbies that they've found just around the bend. So check them out. The Bend Radio Show. Also, Ranch It Up with Tigger and Beck. And each week, they dig into stories about ranching, cattling, farming, food, cowboys, or as they say, I guess out west, cowboys, rodeo markets, and the Western way of life. Yeehaw! Hey, and we've got Life Walk with Christ God, and that's with Michael Bejas. And you want to check out his show. He's really good. And also check out Money and Change every Sunday at 7 p.m., unless I have to play a concert. And luckily, I don't have to do a concert until sometime in June, I believe towards the end of June. And then we have an encore edition. In other words, we do a replay. But Rush Limbaugh always said it's an encore edition on the EIB network. And they're always good. And hopefully by listening to a couple of our encore editions, guess what? You can pick up some new information too. A lot of different shows out there. I'm telling you, they're out there. We've got Take Point 22 with Michael Bejas. During football season, we've got Offsides and the Slobberknocker Talk. We've got Victoria Smith with Natural Marketer Podcast. You have to check that out. And my old buddy, Rascala. I'll tell you what, Rascala and I were on basically what we call StreamYard. And we got together and he was helping me out with a different type of a format that I want to do. And I'm still not quite comfortable with it, but he has that knowledge. And so, you know, he really helped me out. And we must have spent about a half an hour talking to each other. And it's unusual for him because he's up in the Cleveland area near Lake Erie, and he's used to being in Florida where it's nice and warm and hot and muggy and all that kind of stuff. But the bugs are smaller in the Lake Erie area, except for the love bugs. Oh, they're out all over the place. Well, anyhow, Rascala and I had a good chat. He helped me out. So you want to check out Rascala's Red Pill Reality Show. You can either choose the red pill or the blue pill. Oh, I forgot to ask him about the green pill. So Rascala, if you're watching, see if you can find out what the green pill is. Well, anyhow, guys, check out the Trim Radio Network. You really have to. And we also have our archives and everything. So you want to check us out. We have a blast doing this show. And some of the research that we end up digging up from various sources, whoa, I'm going to tell you something. Some of the people that I listen to, they don't scare me. They worry me. Because their information matches up with mine. And it's not birds of a feather flock together. I think we just follow the same type of topics. And it gets kind of scary. Hey, if you go to our, I want to say YouTube page, not really, it's the Facebook page, Money and Change / Financially Prepped. Anybody can join us. All you have to do is just apply to join and you'll be approved and you can follow what's been going on. But it's Money and Change / Financially Prepped. And I've been posting a lot of different links to some of the things that we're going to talk about tonight. And it'll say tonight's show and it'll have all the different links to the different stories. One of the things is how does the 50-30-20 rule for budgeting work for you? A 50-30-20 rule. We'll get into that. We're going to talk a little about the national debt. And of course, we always talk about that. And we discuss a lot of different things. One thing that I got to bring your attention to, the Patriot Nurse had something today. And I thought, she never talks about what's going on in the financial world, but she did today. And it's important that you check that video out. Where's the video? Money and Change / Financially Prepped on the Facebook page. You've got to watch it because she talks about what's going on in the financial world. It's important that you watch that one. Also, there was one I posted the day before. 10 myths about government debt. And this is Professor Anthony Davies, D-A-V-I-E-S, talks about it. And you can click on that and watch the video. You can watch any of our videos. And I'll tell you what, they are very informative. I wouldn't put them up if they weren't informative. Trust me. You know, we could pay off the debt, according to the professor. And I believe he said, take a 10% cut, I believe, over the next 10 years, and we could actually pay things off. Well, why did we get into those in the beginning? It's because of government spending and the overprinting of money. The more money in circulation, the value of the dollar goes down, and we have inflation. I don't know about you, but when I go to Wally World, better known as Walmart, or I go to Aldi's or Kroger's, really any place else, the prices are up. And I was looking on YouTube, and lately I've been listening to, there was a gal that was in Russia, and she spoke very good English, by the way, and she went to one of their stores, and she was talking about some of the things that has to do with cost in Russia. And she's relating it to the US dollar. And I didn't know that the Russian ruble is kind of like the US dollar here. There's not that much of a difference. And I thought when I looked at the currency charts months ago, they were kind of close. And then they were far apart. Currency fluctuates all the time. But they're having the same problem with inflation. And when you go to buy things over there, they have American products. And of course, they get them from other countries. And I'm finding that out because if they're under sanction and they can't get them from the US, then they get them from Belgium or any other country in the European market. And that's what's interesting. And they have our hair care products. She was looking for a certain type of a shampoo and conditioner. And sure, it's there. And they have basically, oh, what do I want to say? Russian is underneath the English. They print a bilingual bottle, or it's all in English. And it's interesting to see what they use for products and the prices they have for different things. And it's that interesting. It really is. And their English is, or at least her English and a couple others that I follow, are pretty interesting. They're pretty good. One guy, Dan Shikaz, is talking about things in Russia that he runs into. He's talking about architecture today and the buildings. And Dan has taught himself English. And it's okay. I mean, you can really understand him. And he calls us adorables. Why? I don't know, but he does. But he's a common, down-to-earth type of person. And then there's another one, Sergey Balkyov, I believe. I'm having a hard time with some of the Russian names. He did some tours of certain cities. I mean, he goes through St. Petersburg, Russia, which is a beautiful city. It really is. A lot of history. And then he went out into the, oh, we'll call it out in the hinterlands outside of St. Petersburg, probably about a 2 hour drive. And he went to an older town that was basically the original part of Russia. It's kind of interesting because you get to see different types of people and they have the same common problems we have. It's just interesting to understand between the two cultures and some of the things that actually happens there. And you see Americanized advertisements for restaurants and bars and different things on sides of buildings. And then you see the Cyrillic or the Russian underneath. It's kind of interesting. And they have their own problems. And they are building roads and everything else just like we are. And there's a lot of commonalities there. And it's learning from common people. And there was one person who was in Indonesia, and they were talking about what you can do in Indonesia and how cheap it is to have a car worked on it in Indonesia. And so it's all these world cultures. It's amazing what you can learn about finance and the cost of things and so forth. It's amazing. Wow. Just check out our Facebook page, Money and Change Lives Financially Prepped, and that'll keep you caught up with a lot of a lot of things that are going on. And that's the big thing, okay? Wow, we've got a lot of different things to talk about. There was an article done by Daniel Lacalle, Lacalle, and it was about inflation is a policy. Gold does not reflect monetary destruction yet, according to Lacalle. He said the money supply is rising again, and the persistent inflation is not a surprise. Inflation occurs when the amount of currency increases significantly above the private sector demand. For investors, the worst decision in this environment of monetary destruction is to invest in sovereign bonds and keep cash. The government's destruction of the purchasing power of the currency is a policy, not a coincidence. And it's getting scary. And he's saying not hold cash. Well, you have to move your cash into something a little bit more permanent. A lot of people are saying put your money into gold, put your money into silver, buy what you need to have in case the economy crashes. Look at it this way. Think about what's going on in the world, in the United States, what's going on with the currency. Talk about the inflation and say, okay, what do I need? And I've always said to everybody for the last, 11 years, pay down your debt. Put some money aside. Buy some long-term food. Make sure you can purify and store water. That's 1 gallon per person per day minimum. Normally, it's about 3 gallons per day per person minimum. So I don't care if you have bottled water or you store it in 55-gallon drums. I don't care. Hopefully, you might even have a well you can tap. Living in the city, I can't tap a well. Maybe I could if I wanted to and didn't get caught. But we're not allowed to have wells in the city limits. We have to buy it from the city. So you want to be able to purify and store water. You want to make sure that you have your medications. You know, make sure that you have a good first aid kit. Make sure that you have an ability to, if you get a leak in the roof and you can't afford a new roof or get it patched, blue tarps, you know, if you go to Home Depot or Lowe's, or even if you go to Wally World, you can get those blue tarps. And I know a person here in town, beautiful mansion. Right by a lake. I mean, it is beautiful. It's been beautiful for quite a while. Had a brand new tile roof put on. A wind comes along, tears off part of the roof, and he had to put blue tarps up. And the blue tarps were up for probably almost a year as he was fighting with the insurance company on replacing the roof, since it was tile. Well, as it turned out, the insurance company said, we're not paying because of a certain thing that he failed to register with the insurance company when he took out the insurance. So he had to put a whole new roof on, and it's not the expensive tile that was up there. And this place is huge. So there was a lot of money because he didn't disclose. I believe it was copper downspouts and all kinds of stuff. So anyhow, he got burned, I'll put it that way. He could afford it. I mean, the guy's multi-millionaire. But have to be prepared. So those blue tarps do come in handy. Repair kits come in handy. Get a flat on your car. Do you have a tire repair kit? Do you have something to inflate the tire with? A lot of things to consider. You know, what happens if suddenly there's a power problem, the power goes out, and you don't have any battery backup, or you don't have a generator, or you don't have solar backup? How are you going to live? How can you see in your house? Do you have kerosene lamps? I've got several, and they're available. So if the power goes out and I don't want to use up all my batteries, or I can't see to do my solar in the middle of the night, then I will go ahead and use the kerosene lamps that I've got. And they put out a little bit of light, and you have to carefully use them. But you're prepared. Do you have a generator? Is the generator hooked up to a whole house system? Mine isn't. I have to do that. The only thing that's setting me back is about $1,000. So I have to consider that against my budget. And we talk about budgets too. A lot of things to consider. And so if you're not being sensible with your money, and you're not making sure that things are maintained, that will eventually break down and cause you to spend out more money, you have a problem. So the way government is spending money right now, you know, they keep printing more and more and more and more money. And basically the value of the dollar goes down. You say, well, a dollar is still a dollar. Well, yeah, in the US, but when you compare it to other countries, some countries are buying debt and the prepper nurse, or the Patriot nurse rather, was talking about China getting rid of their treasury notes for the US. They're selling them off. They don't want them. They're buying gold. And more gold. And I couldn't tell you the tonnage. Maybe I can do that maybe next week. We can talk about the amount of gold on hand in different countries. And somebody was saying, well, they're going to have a different type of currency for the BRICS nations. Remember, it goes to Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, and about 26 other countries. And they're going to have their own currency. They were supposed to disclose it, and maybe this week we'll be able to find out what it is. What it's going to look like. Is it going to be gold-backed, or is it going to be a combination of gold and silver? And Patriot Nurse was saying that, you know, we're in deep trouble if everybody starts getting rid of the fiat paper dollar. We are really in trouble. And, you know, you take a look at different things that are going on. You take a look at the national debt, for example. The national debt, and it was in, YouTube. Yeah, that's it. That's a ticket. YouTube. They were saying they were almost $35 trillion in debt. Well, we kind of are. According to the usdebtclock.org, we are at $34,750,739,700,000 in debt. So what is that per citizen? It's $103,203 per citizen. And per taxpayer, it's $266,952. I don't know about you, but I don't have that kind of money laying around. Do you? Now, what's the federal government taking in revenue? Right now, it's $4,841,478,000,000 and climbing. That's roughly about $14,414 per citizen. Wow. That's, you know, they're spending more than they're taking in. And they shouldn't do that. They're paying for way too much stuff. Oh, it's free. Yeah, who pays for it? You? Me? All the people coming into the country that are illegal undocumented? They're sneaking in. They're using our health services. Our welfare services, in some cases, the federal government wants to pay them our Social Security. They didn't earn it. Nobody earned it, and they're getting paid. Something is definitely wrong here. You know, you take a look at everything. The income tax revenue is at, $2 trillion right now and climbing. And it's almost 2.3 trillion. And the payroll tax revenue is at 1,607,000,000,000 and climbing. We've got all this stuff in taxes. Excise taxes, dig this, it's 80,464,914,000,000. I'm sorry. I missed a couple of zeros. 80,464,916,000 and climbing. I thought I saw two extra zeros in there. Well, anyhow, you understand what's going on. We're spending more than we're taking in. If you and I had the same situation, we would be so far in debt, we would probably be in jail for writing bad checks. Think about it. What about the interest on the U.S. debt? I mean, it keeps climbing. And it's at the interest right now is at $831,856,490,000. And it's climbing as we talk. Can we afford to do that? No. Government needs to stop spending our money. They need to actually stop. And that's what has to happen, because inflation is going to get worse. The cost of goods are going to go up. And have you started a garden yet? I've got my plants, but it's been too windy to put them out. And hopefully the wind dies down this week. I can get everything planted. I've got cherry tomatoes. I've got tomatoes. I've got peppers. I've got no heat jalapeno peppers. I've got to get cilantro started and a bunch of other things in my raised gardens. And I'll tell you what, Phil over at Rusty Duck's Custom Pens, he has a big garden behind his house. It's all raised, and he basically starts his from seed. And so I bought some from him, so I have to get those planted soon. And he's given me some tips on how to get the garden going here, because I want to be able to get some stuff as far as good tomatoes and good peppers and other little goodies growing in the garden. It will cut back on some expense, because tomatoes right now, they're not cheap. And, you know, you like to have salads and stuff like that. At least the doctor says eat more salad and less Burger King, Wendy's, McDonald's. That's only a convenience type of thing. You know what I mean? Well, hey, what about a mortgage refinancing? Have you ever figured out how to do that? See, I don't have to worry about that. My house is paid off. It's been paid off for 15 years. And my car, you know, I paid for cash for that. So I don't have to owe anything on that. And what about credit cards? Guess what? I don't owe all my credit cards. Matter of fact, this month I have a credit. And so that means I can go to places like Sam's or Costco and use that card and bring it up to the point where I break even. Now, am I in the majority of people? No. There are a lot of families living paycheck to paycheck. They're having high mortgages. Some of the houses right now that used to be $200,000 are now being around the $300,000 range minimum. And people are signing up long-term mortgages. I did short-term. I only did 15 years. I wanted to get it paid off. And that strategy has helped out. Some people can't do that. And I understand that. But one of the things that we can talk about is the mortgage refinance, how to get started. And a mortgage refinance is a simple, common process replacing your existing mortgage with a new mortgage for the same property. And the funds from your new mortgage are used to pay off your existing loan. You have to look at the percentages, because sometimes it doesn't pay. But deciding if or when to refinance isn't always easy. You really want to save money every month. Cut your total interest expense over the life of your loan or achieve other important financial goals. And the shortcut to a fast decision is to focus on your reasons or goals for refinancing. And you can check that out. It was in Yahoo Finances. Five reasons to refinance your mortgage to lower your rate or payment. Right now, your current rates may not allow you to do that. I was lucky when I did mine. I think it was 3%. And that was a good rate. Some people were paying as much as 7. Well, I had mine for 3. So you can check out Yahoo Finance Mortgage Calculator. It's there. Just check it out. Switch from an adjustable to fixed or fixed to adjustable, depending on the interest rate. And you want to be able to protect yourself on that. So know your different types, from adjustable to fixed. So if you're on an adjustable right now and you started out maybe at a 3% and it's now 7, see if you can't drop it to 5% on a fixed over 15 years or 30 years, depending on how you have to do it with your budget. And that budgeting is important. You have to know how much you can spend, how much you need to put back. That's where that 50, 30, 20 rule comes in. We'll talk a little bit about that. You want to change your repayment period. You know, a shorter term, 15 years instead of 30. Your payment will typically be higher, but you should pay less interest expense over the lifetime of your loan. And that's where you get killed, is the interest. Stop paying private mortgage insurance. Some types of loans allow borrowers to cancel their private mortgage insurance, the PMI, when they have enough equity in the home. I mean, my house was insured when I bought it, and it would have been paid off totally. I didn't get a mortgage insurance, and the bank was pushing that. That's just extra money for the bank. You can add or remove a borrower, you know, a change in personal or family circumstances, such as a divorce or an inheritance, may make the refinancing necessary to update who's responsible for paying the mortgage loan. There are reasons when you don't want to refinance. And one is rate and term refinance. And a rate and term refinance occurs when your loan, your new loan amount, equals your current loan's outstanding balance. Streamline your refinances. And a streamlined refinance occurs when you replaced your current loan with a new loan of the same type and the paperwork and documentation requirements are simplified. Now, there's also a cash out refinance, and that occurs when your new loan amount is significantly higher than your current loan's outstanding balance, and the difference is paid to you in cash. Check that out. It's on Yahoo Finance. How about budgeting? Have you had problems with your budget? I mean, everybody has problems with budgets. Do you have a budget? That's the question. Do you follow your budget? That's another question. A lot of things to consider, whether it's personal finances or with your house or anything else. Some people, you know, struggle with budgeting and following the 50-30-20 rule could be your solution. That's linked up on Money and Change. It's there. You can follow along. And this 50-30-20 strategy could simplify your budget and help you to stay on track. Of course, you can modify it any which way you want to do it. But if you have a complicated relationship with budgeting, the 50-30-20 rule, you could have a problem. But that 50-30-20 rule could help. That's in percentages. Rather than breaking down your monthly spending into dozens of tedious categories, this strategy takes a simpler approach. The rule says that you should basically spend 50% of your after-tax income on needs. Gee, what are needs? Well, I've got to pay utilities. I've got to pay my gasoline bill for the car, you know, for travel. I need to have food. I need to pay my insurance, personal insurance, personal property insurance, automobile insurance, and so forth. You know, that a lot of different things. You've got that after-tax income, and it's 50% of the needs. Then you say, I'm going to have 30% on my wants. I want a new stereo. I want a new TV. Well, you save 30% of what you get in each month to achieve that goal. And 20% goes to savings and repayment of debt. Now, the way I look at it, I would say spend about 40 to 45% of your after-tax income on needs, your basic needs to live on. That's rent or mortgage, whatever, and your food and gasoline costs, utility costs, and so forth. And instead of 30% on wants, then I would say you probably want to look at about 15% on once, and the rest of it put into savings and debt repayment. Get that debt paid off. And the sooner it's paid off, the better off you're going to be. The biggest thing is not to have debt. And you say, well, everybody has debt. Well, don't get into debt. Live beneath your means. You don't need Netflix. You don't need to have a brand new car. You don't need to have the flashiest clothes. You don't need to have a lot of different things. Do the basics. Just do the basics. Now, that 50-30-20 budget, it's a framework to keep your spending and savings on track with your income and goals. So then what are your goals going to be? You want to get out of debt. So then is that 50% rule, 30% rule, and the 20% rule going to work? There's an article that you could take a look at in Yahoo Finance, how to save $10,000 in a year. And you want to look at that. And it's by living frugally. If you do that over a series of many years, you'll have plenty of money. Prepper Princess was a self-made millionaire. And she explains how she does it. She's on YouTube. Check her out. Amber Stork, she's a fantastic person. And she's very intelligent when it comes to using money. And she's just a common person like everybody else. Okay? So when you're talking 50% for needs, that's housing, utilities, child care if you have children, transportation, groceries, and minimum debt and loan payments. Okay, your wants, gee, dining out, travel, entertainment, home furnishing and decor, gifts, memberships, streaming services, and upgrades. You know what I do on those wants? I would limit my dining out to maybe a couple days a week, travel, do short in-state travel instead of taking long cruises or trips. Entertainment, streaming services for your TV. You can go to concerts once in a great while. Home furnishing and decor. Get furniture that's going to last for quite a while. I mean, I have furniture that I purchased back 40 years ago. And it's still in excellent condition. I'm not rough on my furniture. And so, the furniture and decor of the house, hey, You'd say, well, that's outdated. You need to have this, that, and the other. No, it suits me. It suits my purposes. It's nice furniture. It was expensive when I got it, but it's comfortable. It's good enough for a two-bedroom ranch-style house with a two-car garage. It works for me. You do what works for you. Gifts. Well, you have to figure out what are you going to have to give out for birthday gifts, maybe anniversary gifts, Christmas gifts, okay? So you have to figure that into your budget. Memberships. There are a lot of organizations that I do belong to. And those are like the Elks, the Eagles, different Masonic groups that I belong to, any other organizations that I belong to. For example, GMRS radios, I'm into that. So I belong to a group in southwestern Ohio for that. And that's, I believe that was like $40 a year. And so those are my memberships. And what I use the most of? Well, my Masonic ones cost me enough. I'll put it that way. You can be Masonically rich and financially poor. I was told that by a person who was a 33rd degree Mason. And he ought to know. I don't know how many thousands he paid out each year for his membership. Maybe 1,500, I'm guessing. And that's a lot of money to pay out if you don't attend all the different functions. But it also goes to charity, too. That's one of the reasons that we do that. We've also got streaming services. Yeah, that's how you watch movies and different things on TV. Well, one thing that bugs me is when you get out there and you suddenly see that your cable bill is going up and up and up. I haven't got my cable bill for this month yet, and I'm still deciding whether or not I just want to go to a streaming service with internet and drop the TV shows and put up an antenna, or I can get to TV stations between 50 and 60 miles away and only spend $300 for an antenna hookup. That's basically 1 month of cable and internet and phone like I've got now. I can just go to streaming and phone. Or I could just drop the landline phone and use my cell phone. But if the cell towers go down for any instance, you have a problem. So that's why I have both a cell phone and a landline. You know, I was talking on My World about coronal mass ejections. And I think I talked about that last week. And basically putting some of my electronics in Mylar bags and then putting them in a self-devised Faraday cage. You know, you get a metal trash can and you line it with plastic, and then you take your items and you put them in a Mylar container that can be sealed, and then go ahead and put them in that trash can so that none of the metal from your trash can is touching any metal on your radios or whatever. And that's why that plastic, I use a construction trash bag as the buffer. And then you close it. And if we have a CME, coronal mass ejection, or an EMP, then all we have to do is just have the stuff there. It's protected for the most part because no radio waves can get in there. And that's why I do that. And every night before I go to bed, I take my radios, like my Unity 100. It's XG100. And this is a very expensive radio. And I use that to listen to all kinds of different sources. everything's programmed into this thing. I can also talk on it if I want to. I just have to make sure that I'm on the right frequency because I don't want to be talking on certain other frequencies that are on this. But this gets disassembled and put in the Mylar container. And my GMRS radios are the same way. My tablets, Samsung tablet or my Huawei tablet, they're also in those containers. Weather radios and so forth, that's where I put them. If I need them, I get them out. But you have to take a look at your streaming services and everything else, you know. And I don't care if you're using Comcast. I don't care if you're using Spectrum or whatever. Look at the prices. And can you really afford to have those? Can you use an antenna instead? Can you get the programs that you want? Do you have to use Hulu? Or are there other programs out there? How about savings and debt? If you have debt, and you included any extra payments you make on top of minimum payments, the minimum payments count as needs, because not paying them can have a serious financial consequence. Pay down your high interest debt first, and that can help you lower your debt burden sooner. Well, things you may include in this part of your budget. There's that budget word again. Credit card debt. Pay off your credit cards when they're due. You know, I see people go to Wally World and they go in there and they use their credit card and they put it in there and they might charge off $300 worth of food. $300 worth of food on the card. Do they pay it off? Oh, gee, I don't have anything towards the end of the month. I'll pay off part of it. And then you pay interest on everything. Pay down that credit card debt. As soon as you get the bill, pay it off. If you can put a little bit extra in your payment to build up a buffer like I did. So when I go to Costco or Sam's, I know I've got money in there that I can use and everything will be paid off. Loans and lines of credit, you want to pay those down. Do you have an emergency fund? My neighbor's garage door just went down. I mean, it popped out of the track and everything else. And the company that repaired it last time said, well, it's going to be due for a replacement. Well, that replacement is around $3,000 to do that. Can they afford it? Do they have an emergency fund? They don't have an emergency fund. I can tell you that now. So how are they going to repair that? How is that going to securely protect the stuff that you have? That's the next question. Do you have an emergency fund? How much do you need in your emergency fund? Do you need $1,000? Do you need $2,000? Do you need $3,000? What do you need? Do you have money that if your water heater goes out or your furnace goes out, do you have money to replace it or repair it? Something to consider. How about down payments? Do you have enough for a down payment on a house? Do you have a down payment on a car? The more you pay down, guess what? The cheaper the vehicle or the house is going to be. Probably your interest rating is going to be better. How about wedding? Somebody going to get wedded? Married? Guess what? It's that extra money. Oh, a friend of mine got married up in Cleveland. I'd hate to see what it cost for that. Interesting. Well, there's a pro and a con for the 50-30-20 rule. And it's simplified and easy to use. It allows for flexibility and incorporates balance, okay? Some budgets can feel restrictive, like you need to allocate as much as possible towards savings and debt without acknowledging your needs and wants. That's a big balancing act. Now, the cons, the percentage guidelines don't work for everybody. Not everybody's going to do the 50-30-20 rule. They may have to change it. What is it going to do to work for you? Some cases, it might be a 45-35-20, or it might be a 50-15 and the rest. Okay? It's just, 35 rule or 30 rule. You just have to adjust it for yourself. The object of the whole thing is to have a budget. And it's not going to be a fast track to hitting your savings goals. It never is. Slow over a period of time, and that's what it takes. Okay? And that's what you have to do. Hey, if you want to buy gold, gold right now is $2,434.30. It went up $9.30 in the last hour. Silver is at $31.63, and I think you're probably close to $47 to get silver. Platinum is at $1,100. It's up $3.60. Why is this going up? Because people are trying to hedge against inflation. They're trying to hedge against monetary collapse. Pure and simple. So if you are not on a budget, get on one. You have to get on one. You have to save. Watch what you eat. Eat good food and not slop food, like going to Wendy's, McDonald's, or whatever. I only use those for instances. If you can cook at home, then cook at home. If you're on the road and you have to eat out sensibly. And don't go into a restaurant and blow a lot of big money. Wow, we've really covered a lot of stuff this trip on this show. We really have. And there's going to be more this next Sunday. But a lot of people are saying be prepared for a monetary problem to occur. It could happen this summer. It could happen tomorrow. It could happen next week. We don't know. We can't predict. Just make sure that you put some money aside, pay down your debt, buy some long-term food, make sure you have your medications. That's minimum. Make sure you have enough water for at least, in my opinion, 3 gallons per person per day, and be able to survive for at least 6 months. Okay? Make sure you have good communications too. Those GMRS radios will really work in an emergency. Some people can't be ham operators. Well, hey, guys, with that, that's all I have for this week on Money and Change. We'll be back with you next Sunday at 8 o'clock. I'm sorry, at 7 o'clock, because we're on 7 to 8. So we'll be on next Monday at 7 o'clock. And we'll talk a lot more about finance and how you can save money and pay down your debt and put some money aside. It's important. And with that, guys, that's all I've got. Have a good week. And I'll even talk to you on Wednesday on My World at 8 p.m. Have a good week. Save your money.